This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A star athlete who transferred from Brown University to Middlebury College as a sophomore and is now in his senior year is putting Middlebury College football on the map. Quarterback McCallum Foote, that's Foote with an E at the end, is using his arm to set records, and now a school much better known for its hockey and basketball programs is getting noticed for its gridiron accomplishments as well. Here to tell us more about it is VPR's sports correspondent Andy Gardner. Hi, Andy.
Good to be back with you, Mitch.
So tell me about this McCallum Foote. What's he done to draw such rave reviews since becoming Middlebury's starting quarterback?
Well, he came as a sophomore, transferring from Brown after starting his freshman year there, and stepped right into a starting position, succeeding the greatest quarterback in Middlebury history, Donald McKillop. And in the course of two seasons, he has just steadily carved his own niche with a strong arm, with a great team around him. He's a coach's son who is a heady, smart, talented player who has just carried this offense, Middlebury offense, on his back.
Now, you also write that he has a personal goal that he tried to reach. Now he's reached it. He wanted to weigh over 200 pounds. He was, I think, 187. Why did he want to pack on the pounds this year?
Well, that was a very personal goal for him. He was so pleased when I spoke with him this summer that after playing at 187 pounds for most of his career, he finally was able to get up to 200. So that he's at 6'2", and he's a good-sized quarterback, and he wanted just to have that core strength to be able to stand in and do what he needed to do.
So at 187, 6'2", yeah, that's a little bit beanpole for a quarterback getting knocked around by linebackers.
You like to have a little more heft than that.
What are Foote's teammates saying about his success?
Well, they really love his leadership on the field. He came in as a sophomore and led him to a 4-4 season, which on the surface is 500. But two of those wins were last-second touchdown drives to win games. And he really established himself there and got the team in his corner as this is our guy. Then last season, with two receivers, two very, very talented senior receivers, Zach Driscoll and Billy Chapman, he threw for almost 3,000 yards and 31 touchdowns and led him to a 7-1 record. And in the process, garnered attention as a candidate for National Player of the Year.
That's astonishing, you know, and we should put this in perspective, I think, because Middlebury is a Division III football program, and there's a lot of restrictions on that that kind of makes it hard for Foote and for the program itself to get noticed. Is that right?
NESCAC, the New England Small College Athletic Conference, of which Middlebury is a member, models its football program after the Ivy League, which means it restricts the number of games. Middlebury plays only 8 games rather than 10 to 12 that most other Division III schools do. They're prohibited from participating in the NCAA playoffs, so there's no chance to really shine in postseason. So for Foote to be mentioned as a legitimate finalist for National Player of the Year with these restrictions is quite rare.
Given those restrictions, not that Brown is the greatest football school either in the country, but why did he want to transfer from Brown to Middlebury?
It sounds a little bit like a cliche, but it's true in this case. It was academics rather than athletics. McCallum came from Noble and Greenough Prep School, which was a very small, intimate academic environment. He got to Brown. He found it too large academically. He felt a little disconnected. He was looking for something more on his prep school size. He had a high school teammate who was a football player at Middlebury, who recruited him, says, come on up. You might like it here. He made a visit, fell in love, and he has been making history ever since.
One of the other interesting things you write about is the remarks that McCallum's teammates are saying about his style. They praise not just the power of his arm, but the finesse that he puts on his passes. I mean, is there a little bit of Tom Brady in his game?
His coach, Bob Ritter, calls him more of a Tom Brady passer, as Donald McKillop, his predecessor, is more like a Drew Brees. What McCallum has is a great strength in his arm, but he also has the touch to throw what his receivers call a catchable ball. He's able to feather it in there when it's required. He's able to go downfield. He's got a great downfield passing game. So he's got strength and touch, which is something you really can't teach. That's almost like an innate talent.
So I'm guessing that there's going to be a lot of folks in the stands for Middlebury's home opener coming up.
Yeah, they have Colby this weekend. They opened with a handy win over Bowdoin last week. McCallum threw for 3 touchdowns and 350-plus yards. So it's just more of the same. It's going to be difficult for them to duplicate last year's marks because he does not have the weapons around him that he did a year ago, at least at this point. They may develop. But it's still going to be a fun season to watch him play.
And what about his future plans? Has he said anything about possibly trying for the NFL?
That's always out there. I don't think that's on his radar per se. He's an economics major. He's going to get his degree. Education is very, very important to him. But he'll take what comes.
There was a guy named Tom Brady who was did not go very high in the draft all those years ago.
You never know.
Just saying. Andy Gardner is VPR sports correspondent. He's also written about sports for USA Today and the Burlington Free Press, and you can find his stories at vpr.net. Andy, thanks so much.
Great being with you again, Mitch.